Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Wait, who had that prediction?
Playoffstatus.com. It doesn't sound reputable, but Evan Woodbury tweeted out, so I'm trusting it is reputable.
Okay, all right. And they're predicting that the most likely scenario is Detroit and Cleveland in the postseason.
Yep, in Cleveland to start the wild card. That would make Detroit being the 6, Cleveland the 3. The second most likely is that they will be at home against Cleveland, and it's the same odds to play Houston. And I believe that would be at home as well, I believe, at Comerica Park, just how that would stack up.
Okay. All right. Well, playoff. What's it? Playoff what?
Let's see. Playoffstatus.com.
All right. Playoff. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. Just what we want. More games against the Gribe. Damn Gribe.
Well, effectively, the playoffs start tomorrow.
Yeah. More games against Stephen Kwan.
Great. We can heap more praise on him.
Yeah.
I saw you do a little fist pump there. Now I understand why.
Yeah, Michigan-Wisconsin, noon start. That is official. Still waiting on the Spartan-Nebraska start time. I'm a noon guy.
You're never happier than when you get the noon start.
I'm always really happy. And look, I get different agendas for different people, but love the noon start. And those that like to pregame tailgate, just means you got to get up early. You can do this. I'll be there whenever they tell me to be there. And I'm happy to be there whenever they tell me to be there. I'm happier when it's noon. So, still waiting on the Spartans in Nebraska. 248-539-9797. All right, so Gator thinks the Lions win tonight. I think Baltimore wins. Who's with Gator? Convince me otherwise. I would love to be convinced otherwise. But it's hard for me to project a 6-loss season and then look at this game and think it's going to be a win. And Baltimore's obviously extremely good. I will be shocked if it's as uncompetitive as the Packer game was, or anything like their last trip to Baltimore. Their last trip to Baltimore was awful. The Packer game was awful. Those are the two uncompetitive games they played in like the last 38 or whatever it is. And so I will be really, really surprised if this one is not competitive. I think we're going to be talking about one play, one moment in the fourth quarter on tomorrow's show. But Gator, you think the Caleb Williams experiment, the way they handle Caleb Williams, is going to be helpful for this game?
Yeah, I think that helps. And I think if you go back and look at the Baltimore win over Cleveland, 41-17 is a romp, but look closer at that game. Cleveland's mistakes were amplified by Baltimore taking advantage of it and having short fields and scoring on short drives. Cleveland also was able to limit to an extent what Baltimore was doing. They had 3 3-and-outs in the second quarter against the Ravens. I'm sorry, that's 4 3-and-outs. In the second quarter for the Ravens. So it can be done. And obviously Cleveland did a great job of limiting the run in that game, but then Lamar was able to take advantage of them in the air, but albeit with short fields. So I think the Lions with having the great kicker that we do, the great punter that we do in Jack Fox, I think they're going to be able to flip the field and take advantage of Baltimore's inability to move the ball forward, and the Lions will get the short fields. Why are you so happy?
I want you to just come take a look because I'm sure it's going to get corrected. The start time for Michigan State, Nebraska is out. It's not a 3:30. It is a 4 o'clock start, so I was off. But Michigan has an interesting opponent for their game. Oh. And I'm going to repost this and see. Oh, the post has been deleted already. I got to screen grab this. Copy image. Michigan's opponent, according to the Big Ten, on Saturday, October 4th, is Wisconsin.
Yep.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yep. We'll play at Michigan at noon on October 4th. Michigan State, Nebraska.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Wisconsin at Michigan. It's already been deleted. I've tried to screen capture it. Let me see if I got it. Michigan State at Nebraska is at 4 o'clock. Night game is Minnesota at Ohio State. So there you go. 248-539-9797. Kang, we didn't get your pick on this game. What do you think is going to go down?
I think the Lions are going to lose, and it's going to be with good effort. I do agree it's not going to be some blowout that we saw last time against the Ravens or even week one against the Packers. I think the Lions show up. I think they keep it simple on offense. I think they learned in Lambeau that, hey, maybe too much information is not a good thing for the new guards, even the center, right? So I think they fare better on the offensive side. I just think the Ravens are too much at home. Lamar's on one at night games in the regular season. I think that it's going to be highly scoring, highly competitive, but not enough in the end. The Lions lose by a touchdown or so. I do think it is maybe a race to 30, whoever gets there first. Mm-hmm. But I think the Lions are on the short end of this one tonight.
248-539-9797. Get your picks in. Jamal's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
Well, Doug, first I'm going to tell you that somebody put some type of paoli in Gator's brownies, because if he thinks the Lions are winning tonight, he's really on one, okay? Lamar's 24-2 against the entire NFC, and we saw over the weekend the theme was special teams and quarterback play. Well, when you got a quarterback that's 24-2 against an entire conference,
does that really matter?
You got a kicker and it does.
Why?
Why? Well, first off, numbers don't lie, gentlemen. Second of all,
hold on.
Numbers are manipulated.
You think that NFC opponents, he it brings out his best?
You play to win the game, right? So it doesn't matter who you play. You line up and you win. Those stats can't be manipulated, guys.
I find it irrelevant. But
it's fine. I think it's 26-4, actually, in the 30 games in the NFC. At least that's what somebody texted me.
24-2 as a starter, but yeah, you got it.
Okay. Well, they did lose. They're not perfect. So, well, I mean, if you want to say the probability is they lose, okay, sure, the probability is. I mean, that's what Vegas feels, too.
Jamal, it's interesting because I heard that stat last week, and I heard the Monday night stat. Like, his Monday night stats are off the charts. And I'm like, I'm not sure either of them are particularly relevant, but anyway, go ahead. So what else?
No, I was just going to say quarterback play and special teams have kind of been the theme of the whole weekend thus far. I think that Justin Tucker is also like 90% when it comes to kicking field goals indoors. And he's also got, a little bit of real estate in folks' heads in Detroit.
Games outdoors.
Talk about death by, indoors.
Yeah, well, they're playing outdoors.
They're playing outdoors.
To make what he does indoors.
Oh, forgive me. But I'm sorry, at home, the numbers are still just as good. I guess my whole point I'm trying to make is, we don't have the pass rush on the edges to be able to contain Lamar. I think you're going to see a repeat of last year what we had in the playoffs when we let Jaden Daniels run all around us. Unfortunately, we got a lot of work to do. So thank God it's a long season, and we'll just have to pick it back up when we go beat Cleveland next week. That's it.
Okay. And Justin Tucker's not their kicker anymore.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh. That hurts a lot of my argument, I guess, right?
Numbers can hurt.
Okay, Jamal, were you smoking?
No, I wasn't actually.
Look, I agree with you. I just the reasoning.
Using me, I'm being on peyote. Interesting.
So I was trying to. I would debate it in my own head whether or not the Monday night stat matters, and whether or not the NFC stat matters. I brought up the Monday night stat. Remember, we had this debate last week, and I was kind of on the side. I was trying to get you and Kang to convince me that the Monday night stat matters, that he's thrown 22 touchdowns and has no picks. I didn't even bring up the NFC stat because I heard it at the same time there from Adam Schefter, how good he is against NFC teams. And I'm like, does that matter? Does he have some sort of superpower, but it where he's even better against NFC teams? They bring out his best? Is it because they're not? The only thing I could say is that they don't game plan him for as much because NFC teams won't see him as often. I guess you can have positional games, but be once every 4 years, you're guaranteed to see him.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, Lamar's record on Monday night, I think it's the same
seven
record.
And two. It's 7-2.
Yeah, it's the same thing that Jared Goff's record is on Monday night. So do Goff's stats not matter? What he's done?
Yeah.
Jared Goff has been very good on Monday Night Football. Not only is he winning games, I think he's got a quarterback rating of like 105 in those games. So, look, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, they're formidable. They've been a great team for a long time here. It's not going to be easy. Just my opinion. I think the Lions win this one. I think Cleveland showed a path to get things done against that offense. Now, Baltimore scored 41 points in that game, but they didn't do it by having these long, drawn-out drives. They did it because Cleveland turned the ball over, whether it was a fumble or an interception or just a bad punting. Baltimore had good – when they had good field position, they took advantage of it. When they didn't, it was a struggle.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97-1, the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Lions going to win this game tonight. Do you like their chances? I don't. Kang, you got the Lions losing. Gators got them winning. So we're looking for the Gator crowd to rally the troops here, including convince us otherwise.
How many experts do you think tonight will pick the Lions? You know how they do they go around the panel, the whole crew, everyone, at the game and back in the studio?
It's a great question. I think they'll get some support. I think they'll get some support.
I don't know how many people make that prediction. If there's like 10 of them, I'll say 2.
I think it's something like that, Gator. You're going to be right. Like, it's one of those where it's obvious everyone's going, they're riding one team, right?
Has Orlovsky said anything yet?
He says a lot of things. I don't know if he said anything about this game.
Dan will go on the record yet.
I kind of feel like, I actually think if there's 10 of them, I think it'll be more than 2. In fact, if there's 11 of them, I think there'll be 4.
Oh.
Not quite sure why. Let's get to your phone calls. Brandon in Clinton Township, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, Phil? Hey. I got the Lions winning tonight, man. It's a revenge tour. This is the game that we got to win, man. It's a biggest statement in the NFL, man, because this team is so annoying. I was at the game where Baltimore kicked 7 field goals to beat the Lions back in 2013. We will win tonight, man. First team to 30. We're going to win by a field goal tonight. Revenge game.
You know, they're not afraid. They don't forget this one. And this game has been referenced all week long by players that they got beat badly in Baltimore last time.
I'm trying to figure out if that's relevant information. You know, that was...
Well, the quarterback certainly likes to remember things.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. But, hey, look, it could matter to them. It could matter to them.
Look at this weekend. This weekend, it's been a lot of crazy games that happened Sunday, man. Blocked field goals and Green Bay losing by a field goal to Cleveland. Like, anything can happen. It's football. Anything, any given Sunday.
Well, hold on. Let me be clear on something, Brandon. I certainly think the Lions have a great shot to win this game. It's by no stretch of the imagination do I think it's impossible.
But you've said it's not for you. It's not your 51 tells you that they lose. You stated, I don't know if it's emphatic, but you're like, yeah, Baltimore's going to win this game.
Baltimore's going to win the game, but
I think it's going to be a play.
I think it's going to be, we're going to have one of those shows tomorrow where we're talking a lot about a player or a moment or a sequence late in the game. Okay. Believe it or not, ESPN's NFL experts have picked this game and there's 11 of them on ESPN.com.
There are 11.
Okay. There are 11. Two of the 11 took the Lions.
And was Dan on one of them?
No.
Oh.
You have to watch to get his tonight.
He's not among the 11 here?
No, and in fact, I got to be honest.
You haven't heard of half of these people?
I haven't. I just Google searched one. Let me Google search the other.
Anybody named Newt?
Nobody named Newt. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know who Caller is?
Who, what's that?
Caller.
Caller?
For ESPN. Senior NFL reporter, Kaylin Caller. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Okay.
It's a her?
Yep.
Okay.
She's got the Lions. Do you know who Theory is?
Austin Theory?
No. It's Lindsay Theory.
Oh, Lindsay Theory. Okay.
She's got the Lions. All the rest of them, Bell, Bowen, Clay, Fowler, Graziano, Maldonado, Moody, Reed, Wickersham.
Wickersham.
Yep.
How many women, though?
The Lions have two of the three women. Way to go, girls.
Hello, ladies.
Two of the three. Now, to look at who is their best so far this year. Are they doing outright or are they doing it? They're just doing outright, it looks like. So far, the best of these writers is Clay. He's 35-12.
And 12 losses, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's still the best.
Gator. I'm just fine. I'm just saying, there's 12 losses. He's not right all the time. Just like Lamar hasn't been perfect on against the NFC.
Graziano is the worst. He's 28-19 straight.
You don't have to tell me that.
Gator knew that.
Come on.
So, Kaylin Caller and Lindsay Theory, the two that take the Detroit Lions to win this game.
Gator and the Chicks.
Yep.
That's how it whirls.
Gator, you made a great point, though. Jared Goff has been really good in primetime games as well, and I think that's going to be kind of brushed over because Lamar is so good in primetime games. They forget that, hey, our quarterback does well when the lights are on as well.
On Monday and Thursday night games, he's got a quarterback rating of 105.6. And it's like 19 games or something. It's not a small amount of games.
You guys got me to agree that this might matter, that they might be lights on. And, you know, as the debate went back and forth, because I was like, I'm not sure this Lamar stat matters. And you guys said, so some guys are good in the postseason, some guys aren't. If that matters, then Monday night should matter. Like the context or the environment should matter in terms of if you believe that there's such thing as a playoff performer, the same argument can be made that there's a Monday night performer. But Goff is good. You're right. Goff is good, and Goff was so good last week. I expect it to be a close game. Guard, center, guard is what I'm watching when the Lions have the football, because last week they ran it. Baltimore might be susceptible to the run. I'm sure they'd love to run the football down Baltimore's throat. Long time sustained drives, keep Baltimore's offense off the field. But, you know, there's the turnover thing that people bring up. The Lions have a very opportunistic defense that does take advantage of opposing teams. They put the ball into harm's way. Lions have been very good. Twitter poll, are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? Over 1,000 votes now. 52.6% of you say no. 47.4% say yes. 248-539-9797. On Twitter, Marlon writes, the Lions absolutely have a chance to beat the Ravens. If they can just contain the run and not turn the ball over, they should have no issue scoring points. I think it'll be shootout. Final score, Lions 33. Baltimore 27. What else here? From Villain.
Oh.
Jake Bates, walk off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Field goal.
Take it.
Yep, I would too. How do you feel about the Lions special teams?
I think they have maybe the best punter in the league, and I think that their kicker is awfully good too.
Mm-hmm.
The return games, kind of untested at this point.
Yeah, I'd like to see the linebacker break one. I think him... I don't know that anybody else is paying attention to the fact that the Lions have a backup linebacker returning kickoffs, and they won't notice until he takes one to the house.
Yeah, from that standpoint, I'd rather see Khalif Raymond returning kicks.
Would you?
Yeah, because you're able to, the way that the rules are enforced now, kick returning is part of the game now, where it wasn't as much last year. No, they're adding a new wrinkle. If you don't kick it in a certain zone, then the ball comes out to the 40 or whatever. That's a hell of a lot closer. So because they're trying to get more kick returns, why not have your better guys return kicks as opposed to a backup linebacker who may or may not have played a little bit of running back in the day? I want Khalif Raymond. That's how he made it onto this roster in the first place.
248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. Lions going to win this game.
I got great news for you.
I could use some great news.
Yeah. That James Madison, Georgia State game you were wondering about is going to be 3:30 on Saturday on ESPN Plus.
This Saturday? Wait, is it this Saturday or next Saturday?
It's
a week from Saturday.
Oh, sorry, a week from Saturday. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Their play-by-play guy's going to be pissed. He's a noon guy too, Doug.
Yeah. If you missed it earlier, Michigan, Wisconsin, October 4th, nooner, Michigan State, Nebraska, 4 p.m. Out in Lincoln. Spartan fans, still like that trip. Even though somebody called me a donkey walking to the stadium before the game.
They really call you a donkey?
Well, they used another term for it.
Mule?
Like Jack Frost, but not quite?
Yeah, exactly. People accuse me of being Connor Stallions.
Were you wearing sunglasses?
I was.
Oh.
Were you taking notes?
No, I was just walking to the game.
And were you signaling?
Bald guy with sunglasses, and they assume it's... So, and then one of them proceeded to call me a jackass. I just kept walking.
Try to get the attention of a coordinator?
You know the whole saying that just ignore them?
Yeah.
I was really good. I just kept going. But you know what? Strangely... I don't know why, but when I walk to the games with Jansen, it doesn't happen.
No?
No.
Nobody's yelling at a guy who's 6'7"?
Yeah, they don't. Not apparently as
imposing much. Imposing figure?
Yeah, that's not going to happen when I'm walking with John. But still, it's a great venue, great stadium, great campus. It really does feel like a Big Ten town. People say there's nothing to do there, and I would like, you know what? Their nightlife scene isn't bad. I don't know what it's like as a student, so I'm not hanging out in the student areas.
Well, you got to get there. That's a thing, because typically you're flying into Omaha, not into Lincoln. So you're, an hour and a half outside of it?
Lincoln does have an airport big enough to land a Delta jet carrying the bigger one, but I'm not sure how many direct flights there are to or from Lincoln. Yeah, probably not. But anyway, so Spartan fans, if you're thinking about going, if you've never been, I like that trip. And you've never been, right?
No.
Yeah. I like that trip a lot. So, did you have any problem staying up for the game?
No.
You didn't?
No, not at all, actually. I didn't nap it up on Saturday afternoon. I wasn't tired during the afternoon.
Okay.
No. I lit a fire in the fire pit around 7:30. Had that ready to go so I wouldn't have to light it at night. And actually, I stayed outside from
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
9 to 11. Either watching football through the window or watching it on my phone and enjoying a tequila outside and the fire.
Well, what kind of tequila do we have? I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I went with just something normal. I went with Espolón Reposado. So just and on the rocks.
Okay.
Enjoy that. I also had an Oktoberfest, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Gotcha.
I do like that one. The caramely notes.
I had my first Oktoberfest in Lincoln.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
It is good. It's you know what? It's great on draft.
Yes, it was a draft.
Really, really yep. Great on draft. A lot of
Although,
those beers are.
I will say this. The place I was at, you ever get a glass and you think it's still a little soapy?
Yeah.
All right, feedback coming in. The only chance the Lions have to win this game is for the defensive line to show up, contain Lamar, and give him less time to throw the ball. Well, I mean, if the defensive line shows up, contains Lamar, and gives him less time to throw the ball, I don't think there's any question they win the game. If they contain Lamar, does that mean contain Lamar in terms of his ability to run and give him less time to throw? I'll take the Lions 10 times out of 10. If you're going to give that, this is a very important, this would be a hell of a feat if they contain Lamar and give him less time to throw. Yeah, I agree. They win the game.
That sounds like a recipe.
Unnamed texter, I agree with Gator. I have a feeling the Lions are going to win this game, somehow stuffing down the run, fewer mistakes, winning the turnover battle, and outscoring them late in the game. Okay? Give us a reason why you think they're going to win the game. Rashawn Gary seems to be doing better this season. I wonder what Green Bay did for him. Maybe Detroit could look at doing something like that. Oh, I see what you did there. Well, maybe, just maybe, yesterday was indicative of who the Bengals are about to be. Mm. And if that's who the Bengals are about to be, could make somebody available.
Could be.
Yep.
You know what else I'm waiting to see is if there's another team that suffers a quarterback injury, are they going to go all in to try to get like Jameis Winston and try to fix things there?
Oh, in Cincinnati. Yeah. They could. They could.
I mean, there's some backup quarterbacks out there of note. And one of them came in the game late yesterday in Atlanta when they benched Penix, and that's Kirk Cousins.
So what's interesting about that is that as much as we can sit here and just say blanket statement, the Bengals are done, no organization's thinking like that on week three.
No.
And, you know, you might have an ownership group or a GM that is, you know, debating whether or not they want to go for a high draft pick or whatever, but there's not some mandate from up top, we're going to lose from here on out. They're still trying to make the playoffs. And your roster, you lose a roster if you give up on a season of week three. So I don't, you know, I think they get a couple of wins before the trade deadline and they won't be selling, but we shall see. And for people who need the dots connected, the Bengals have Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson has had a contentious contract extension negotiation, eventually just got a raise. After this season, will be a free agent, unless they decide to franchise him, in which case they can keep him for one more year. But if they fade quickly because Joe Burrow is hurt, Trey Hendrickson as an edge rusher could be available at a trade deadline. So that's for those that needed the dots connected for him. Winning or losing this game doesn't matter. Green Bay is going to lose 8 to 10 more. There's no threat in this division. Wow, that's your conclusion after yesterday? Green Bay is going to lose 8 to 10 more games? Look, I
this one, the conclusion's drawn after 3 weeks. And maybe this is something that comes up on our NFL questions this week. But the conclusions to be drawn after 3 weeks are going to be wild. If you want to go ahead and do that and play that game.
The conclusions that were drawn after 1 week were
right.
Wild.
But you wait, now it's 3 weeks. So now Green Bay sucks. Green Bay beat the hell out of the Lions. And hell yeah, they beat them soundly. I shouldn't say beat the hell out of them. Lions beat the hell out of the Bears. Bears beat the hell out of the Cowboys.
Yep.
And the Browns beat Green Bay and held them to 10 points. Lot going on there.
Yep.
In the division. And then Minnesota changes quarterbacks and they roll.
Yep.
Emphatically, they roll.
I think we're getting trolled. Next text. If the Lions can't beat a crappy Packers team, there's no way they can beat the Ravens. Okay, we're getting trolled now, right?
You know how it is, man. Week-to-week basis, overreaction.
That's true.
Packers were going to go 17-0. Now they're not going to win a game.
next text. I'm 100% with Gator. I also think we win the game 55-7, just like Gator said.
That's not what I said. I didn't say that. So 38-31.
I thought you said 55-10.
I didn't say that. I said 38-31.
I'm with Gator. 32-30 Lions. Dan Campbell statement game. Dom and Livonia. Lions win a race to 40. 42-38 Lions. Turnovers plus two in favor of Detroit. Carl from Milan. I think the Lions are going to win tonight, but I would not bet on it. So, do you really think they're going to win tonight, Carl?
Well, I think they're going to win too, but I'm not going to put money on it, but I have a feeling they win.
Okay, if you're going to send us this text, I have no issue with saying I wouldn't bet on it because I can respect that. But why do you think they're going to win tonight? And I'm not, like, complete the thought. I wouldn't bet on it, but I think the Lions are going to win tonight because ... I think they're going to win tonight isn't really much of an argument. Tell us why you don't think they're going to win tonight. Or why you think they're going to win tonight. Excuse me. Any given Monday, I have the Lions going to win in a close one, 37-34. This isn't an any given Monday game. Any given, when you go any given, doesn't that say that the unthinkable can happen? The Lions winning tonight is certainly not unthinkable. I don't break out any given as an argument unless it would feel like a miracle. I expect the Lions to lose tonight. Do I think we can win in a shootout? Yes, but Baltimore's a better team. I'm hoping worst case scenario is a 40-30 type loss. I live with that, with our next two games being Cleveland and Cincinnati. It's so early. I hope we do pull it off. Go Lions. Jason from Monroe. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Whew. Big Monday night game tonight. It's going to be intriguing to see, indeed, if they are good. And what I mean by that is with Davenport out, we had the Dan Campbell line about the edge rusher spot, we're good. Well, now the depth is being tested. Davenport being out probably isn't a shock to anyone. They say they love Elkadeen Muhammad. And who's their next man up? Is it Tyus Wheat, the guy they plucked from the Cowboys waiver wire? I'll be watching that, and I'm going to be watching guard center guard tonight. Can the Lions have a better effort up front on the O-line? Or maybe effort's not the word, but do better in a road environment than they did the last time. I will be pretty stunned if this game is as bad as the Green Bay game. I think it's a close game, fourth quarter game. I think we're going to be talking about one play tomorrow, but I have the Ravens winning. Gator, you like what the Lions did so much against Caleb Williams, because we saw Caleb Williams yesterday slice up a Cowboy team who may have some defensive problems, but he sliced them up. And can the Lions then turn around and mimic that performance the next week against obviously a better quarterback, but similar quarterback?
For sure. I mean, the Lions defense is going to have to bring it this week. You're facing maybe the game's best running back, and maybe the game's most dangerous quarterback. There are lots of great quarterbacks out there, and Lamar's in the mix. I think Lamar is absolutely a top five quarterback in the league, if not a top three. If you're going to go into a game thinking all I can do is run and scramble, then you're going to get killed because he can throw the ball very effectively. He's done it. Did it last week. Four touchdown passes. When Cleveland decided to lock things up and didn't give up anything on the ground, he was making touchdown passes, albeit some of them were really short drives. in short yardage situations, but they got it done. If the Lions look at that Cleveland game as a blueprint, I think the Lions can be more successful at it, because I wouldn't expect that they're going to have the same turnover issues that Cleveland did. I also wouldn't expect that their punter is going to, you know, put them in some kind of jeopardy with one of the kicks. If they can avoid that, then I think the Lions will be in fine shape, because I think offensively Detroit's got the advantage here.
Well, they very well might, unless they can't block. Now, given the injuries could be very costly for Baltimore, injuries are part of the game, a big part of the game, as we found out last year. We shall see how it plays itself out tonight.
Now, the idea that who's going to be other pass rusher is something the Lions have struggled with for a long time, right? You've got Aiden Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson needs to have himself a game. Need to see him be that game wrecker on defense, where you have to account from every second he's at. He's going to go on the left side, the right side, whatever. That means that somebody else is going to have that opportunity. Al-Kadeem Muhammad can do that. Tyrus Wheat can do that. Tyler Lacy. These are guys, those two players in particular, Tyrus Wheat and Tyler Lacy, were both brought up specifically, not brought up, they were signed before the regular season. They were signed to the 53. They could have gone elsewhere. Lions could have done a bunch of things, right? They could have brought in the player that they had last year. And, I can't think of the guy's name now.
I don't know who you're talking about. Well,
the defensive end they picked up at the trade deadline.
Oh, Zadarius.
Zadarius Smith. Good grief. I'm thinking D. Zadarius. Okay. Zadarius Smith, they could have signed him. They didn't. They chose not to. They could have gone out and gotten Jadeveon and Clowney. They didn't. They chose not to. What they chose to do was Tyrus Wheat, Tyler Lacy. Why?
Let's see something
out of these guys. Yeah,
I feel like with Brad Holmes, they could be great finds. They could be Broderick Martin. Like, and last year, if you look at the Lions, right before the season, they got Tim Patrick, and he turned into a very useful player. And at the trade deadline, they got Zadarius Smith, a useful player. So, Al-Kadeem Muhammad wasn't a very hailed signing, but they say they love him. And Tyrus Wheat,
I don't know.
A guy off somebody's cut list, it's hard to imagine that player is going to be able to help a championship caliber team. But if you that's when you are the smartest man in the
room. Well, but you can have a moment, right? That player can have a moment. I don't need Tyrus Wheat to go out there and pressure the quarterback 10 times.
Yeah.
But if he can pressure him once and land a quarterback sack, and maybe it's the only sack he has this season,
right?
Okay.
Well, come in and if
have a moment.
If they need it, now would be a good, if you got it in you, now would be a good time to show that you're capable of that. More feedback coming in. My champ is Isaiah Rogers, 2 defensive touchdowns for the Vikings. Chump, NFL kickers, how many kicks were blocked at the end of the game yesterday? It's from Jeremy and Ipsy. It's funny because the only kicker that looked to me like he low trajectoried his kick was the Rams kicker. But then again, it depends a lot on the camera angle. Like the camera angle on field goals and extra points in New York for where the Giants and Jets play, it's like you're right above it. It's straight down, so you can't get a sense for it. And I kind of feel like it's the same way in Philly, but those look like they might have been low kicks. Mark from Detroit, can we stop blaming Scott Harris for this? He gave us a team with a 10-game lead 2 weeks ago. This is all underperforming players, especially Riley Green. Can't be called a superstar when you can't hit lefties. I don't want them to make the playoffs. Lessons need to be learned. Wow. That seems awfully overly punitive, that the only way they can possibly learn the lesson is missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't.
You know when you say that, you think the people that run the organization are morons.
Well, and that's maybe that's.
I'm sure that's what the person
was doing. But if I think this season is teaching them plenty of lessons, regardless if they make the playoffs or not. Hopefully, they're able to make the playoffs, hang on to this division, and let's go. But I would imagine that they have learned some things. They're going to have to add to this team without question, and not just rely on guys getting better 1 year to the next. Some guys, I think, might be incapable of getting any better. And we're seeing that maybe here in the second half of the season.
Twitter polls have closed. Are the Tigers going to win the division? Almost 1,000 votes. 77.5% say no. 22.5% say yes. And are the Lions going to defeat the Ravens? 51.8% say no. 48.2% say yes. Thanks for all your votes today, but that tells you a little bit of what the public thinks. Very little confidence in the Tigers. Understandable. They've undermined a lot of the goodwill and the confidence people had in that team. Flip of the coin in Baltimore, which kind of makes sense. People are paying attention. A lot of people are. They know how good Baltimore is. Lamar's one of the most incredible weapons in the league. He'll be frustrating to try and defend tonight. You think you have him down. You think you've won the play. Then he gets out of there, and all of a sudden, he's in your secondary running free. Right?
Yep. That's you can never lose sight of him. You can't give up on a play either. Because this is the type of thing where the player can free himself from difficulty for a moment. And if you give up, then you're going to give up. But if you keep going, he might just find himself right back in your sights, because expanding the play, that's in his DNA. But it can work two ways. It can also help the defense.
Yeah, I think there was a play against the Bills Lamar had where he ran like 19 yards behind the line of scrimmage the other way. And then it'll make him like a first down. Like, yeah, it doesn't end with him ever. And so it's kind of, this is like lane integrity, you know? Like, I think, I'm sure the guys in the front four have been coached, even the linebackers, like, hey, don't overrun this guy. Don't over pursue. Keep him corralled and get a hand on him. But I do have a bold prediction for tonight's game.
Okay. Oh, bold. Oh.
Isaac Tesla will catch a ball with two hands tonight.
Okay.
That is pretty bold. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think there's a better chance of him not having a catch than catching a one-handed pass again. He could go through the rest of his career not having to do that. But duly noted.
That's a solid prediction right there from Kang.
Two-handed catch?
Yeah.
Could happen. Very well could happen. Got to tell you, I'm fired up for this one. Thinking of firing up the grill. We'll see. But it'd be a statement win if they can pull it off, wouldn't it?
I think it would be, and I think they're going to make a statement.
Hope you're right. Hope you are right, my friend.
I'm not. I've thrown the Green Bay game in the rearview window. Did that a while back. Love what they did against Chicago. I don't expect them to be offensively gifted every week, but I think Baltimore provides them an opportunity to throw well over 30 points in a game.
All right, Stoney's here. What's up, man?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Ready for 4 hours with Mike, then a little break during the Lions game, and then come back till 2 a.m. for the post-game show with the Hammer.
Look at you.
My. Oh, yeah.
Look at you, you crazy man.
Hey, best thing is, no Tigers games.
Right.
Gator, you think I could use that bat that you didn't want about a month ago?
What bat was that?
Any bat. The Tigers didn't need a bat.
What did you want to do? Get Suarez?
I know. Yeah, I mean, we make mistakes. I understand that. So do I.
Yeah, no,
all the time.
I'd like to see other guys have gotten an opportunity over the last couple of weeks, but it's not happened. But
I know.
Somebody figure it out. Please, God, figure it out.
Yeah, I know, right? What are you guys going to lead with?
Actually, I don't know. I assume Tigers, but I could be wrong. But we will have Can You Say That? And I came up with some interesting Know Your Opponent trivia for Mike for tonight's Lions-Ravens game.
Good. Well, have fun.
Oh, yes, I will.
All right. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.